Uzbekistan starts some stablecoin payment pilot with 20+ merchants. Uzbekistan has cleared a SOM-pegged stablecoin to start accepting real payments. Humo Digital registered as a participant in a special regulatory regime and will test its Humo token with more than 20 merchants, according to a Cointelegraph report published September 8, 2026. The token is pegged 1.1 to the Uzbek SOM and backed by government securities. The trial sits under a sandbox jointly overseen by the National Agency for Prospective Projects, NAPP, and the Central Bank of Uzbekistan. The initial run lasts 12 months, with the whole project capped at 3 years, a state-supervised stablecoin, not a private one. The distinction that matters here is who stands behind the peg. Humo is collateralized by government bonds rather than a mix of commercial bank deposits and short-term paper held by a private issuer. That puts sovereign debt directly under a retail payment token and keeps the reserve inside instruments the state itself issues. Regulators are not treating the launch as a formality. The sandbox assessment covers collateral adequacy and safeguarding, cybersecurity, consumer protection, anti-money laundering controls, and financial and price stability risk. The pilot will measure the full life cycle of the token, issuance, circulation, and redemption, integrating participating banks' payment processing systems with blockchain infrastructure. Ethereum, a licensed crypto exchange, is a project partner. The framework itself is not new. It follows rules approved in November 2025 that permit stablecoin payment trials under a sandbox regime. Humo is the first participant to reach the point of testing live merchant payments under those rules. Local currency tokens as a hedge against dollar dominance, Uzbekistan's move lands in the middle of a broader argument playing out across emerging markets, whether to let dollar-denominated stablecoins circulate freely or to build a domestic alternative first. The Bank of Korea has warned that dollar stablecoins can weaken local currencies by pulling domestic savings into a foreign unit of account, a concern detailed in our coverage of the Bank of Korea's stablecoin warning. A SOM-pegged token backed by Uzbek government paper is the opposite bet. Keep the settlement asset domestic and keep the reserves at home. Other governments are testing the same idea from different angles. Kyrgyzstan is piloting a digital SOM CBDC while expanding crypto licensing. And Uzbekistan's neighbor is running that experiment in parallel with its own, as covered in our report on Kyrgyzstan's digital SOM pilot. Uzbekistan has picked a stablecoin structure rather than a pure CBDC, which leaves issuance in the hands of a registered private entity while the central bank supervises reserves and redemption. The 20 merchant cap is the tell that this is a controlled experiment, not a national rollout. A sandbox with a fixed merchant list and a 12-month clock is designed to surface failures in redemption or reserve management before the token touches meaningful volume. If Humo cannot be redeemed for SOM on demand at par, the pilot fails on its own terms, and the assessment criteria say so plainly. The gap between a payment token and a spendable card. For most people, a stablecoin only becomes useful when it plugs into something they already carry. Humo at this stage is a merchant acceptance experiment inside Uzbekistan, not a card product. And there is no indication it connects to Visa or MasterCard rails or to any crypto card that would let a holder spend it abroad. That matters because the friction in local stablecoin projects is rarely the token itself. It is the last mile. Getting the balance into a form a coffee shop or an online checkout will accept. The projects that have bridged that gap did it by pairing a stablecoin balance with a card network. Uzbekistan's trial is not there yet. The pilot is testing whether banks' existing payment processors can settle a blockchain-based SOM token cleanly, which is the prerequisite step. Card integration, if it comes, would be a separate decision after the sandbox proves the plumbing works. There is also a reserve risk point worth stating without alarm. A stablecoin backed by government securities is only as sound as the state's ability to honor that paper and the issuer's discipline in holding enough of it. That is precisely what the collateral adequacy and safeguarding review is meant to check. Readers who followed the Orionx exchange shutdown in Chile have seen how a custody or reserve gap surfaces only when redemptions spike. A supervised sandbox with explicit reserve criteria is a reasonable way to catch that before it scales.